This podcast is part of the EME 2040 eTips podcast series. The topic of this podcast is evaluating websites. In this podcast, you will learn how to apply the ABCDT acronym to website evaluation, assess site stability and URLs, consider the role that outlinks play in website suitability, and consider the role that advertising plays in website suitability. 1. Evaluating websites. To conduct an initial website evaluation, the acronym ABCDT can help you remember the key elements to consider. A is for author. What are the author's credentials? Can you contact the author if you have questions? B is for bias. Is the resource neutral, or does it have a clear bias to it? Biased resources aren't necessarily bad, but they should be used for a particular effect. C is for content. Is the content accurate, including spelling and grammar? Is it current? Is it written at a level appropriate to the students who will be using it? D is for design. Is the site visually pleasing? Are the images clear? And T is for technical elements. Is the site easy to navigate? Do all parts of the site function? Does it load quickly? This is not an exhaustive set of evaluative questions, but should suffice to make the larger point that sites need to be evaluated, and these are critical dimensions of that evaluation, involving students in the process, both of evaluating websites and of determining the specific criteria for each part of ABCDT can be a helpful exercise as well. 2. Site stability and URLs. Another important thing to check is how stable a website is. In other words, is it likely to change content or move links around? Each is problematic in its own way. Most sites run by credible official organizations tend to be pretty stable unless they go through a major site redesign, which doesn't happen often. Even sites with continuous new content, such as magazines and newspapers, provide static links to individual stories and features. However, sites run by individuals may not be so stable. Further, you should check URLs carefully. Who owns the domain name? What is at the root of the domain? And is it the right kind of domain for the site? For example, the White House website is at whitehouse.gov. But for several years, a close URL, whitehouse.com, led to a porn site. It makes sense to have a class visit whitehouse.gov, but you don't want to end up at whitehouse.com instead. In fact, for that reason, it's a good idea to give students links to follow rather than have them type in URLs whenever possible. 3. Outlinks. It's always a good idea to follow the links off of a site before using it with students. Even if you trust the site itself, you never know where the links might lead. You don't want any surprises lurking just a link away when you have students working on the internet. While you can't protect them from everything online, that's just too close for comfort. For example, there's a website with fun Dr. Seuss games well-suited for young children, but one link away is a collection of World War II political cartoons, including images of Hitler and swastikas, that were the work of Theodor Geisel, a.k.a. Dr. Seuss, early in his career. While those cartoons may be interesting to discuss in a high school social studies or political science class, they wouldn't be appropriate for young children. 4. Advertising. Advertising online isn't inherently a bad thing. Ads pay for a lot of the web content that we consider to be free. After all, few things in life are truly free. Often we just ignore the ads that may pop up by using a pop-up blocker, or we just gloss over the ones that appear in the sidebar of a web page. However, ads can bring with them undesirable content and link students to places you don't want them to go. Some ads are designed to match the most common user demographics of the site, and others are automatically served up by context-aware software which tries to match the user's interest to the ads. It makes sense from the advertising company's perspective, since they're trying to match their clients to likely customers. However, this context-aware software is far from perfect and could lead to children receiving ads for content that is more adult-oriented. In closing, it's important to always assess sites in advance and to teach your students how to assess website content as well. You can use the ABCDT guideline to help.